Hello, my name is Maggie, and I'm a staff member in the Graduate School at Grand Valley State University. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about Grand Valley's English to Speakers of Other Languages Certificate program. Today we're going to cover the admissions process, program requirements, and the qualities that distinguish this program. Let's start by explaining to you what this program entails. The ESOL program will prepare students to become teachers who are interested in teaching both English and content to speakers whose native language is not English in English in practical settings through lecture and field hours and courses. This is a 24-credit hour program and can be completed in a minimum of 1 to 1.5 years as a full-time student or 1.5 to 2 years as a part-time student. Currently, with the overall population becoming more diversified as well as the globalization in the international context, the ESOL certificate is accepted in the majority of countries and some states in the U.S. to teach the targeted English language and content to students. Standard Grand Valley admission requirements include completion of the online application as well as a bachelor's degree from an accredited institution of higher education. Your application must include official transcripts, and if English is not your native language, you must provide scores from one of our approved standardized tests such as the PTE Academic, TOEFL, IELTS, or Duolingo. There's a $30 non-refundable application fee. However, this fee is waived if you attended Grand Valley previously or are currently attending Grand Valley. The specific admission requirements for the ESOL certificate are that you will need to submit all your previous transcripts with a minimum GPA at 3.0, a submitted ESOL application, and $30 application fee. If your GPA is lower than 3.0, you may be accepted into the program with conditions. More program details, as well as the online application, can be found on the English to Speakers of Other Language website, www.gvsu.edu/gs/online-hybrid-and-certificate-programs-26.htm. The great news about Grand Valley's graduate programs is that tuition rates do not change based on residency status. In other words, there are no extra costs for being an out-of-state student. Current tuition costs and information about scholarships and financial aid can be found at www.gvsu.edu/financial-aid or by calling 616-331-3234. For information on graduate assistantships, please contact the Graduate School at gradschool@gvsu.edu. The ESOL program at Grand Valley is a 24-credit program. To support students' learning, each course has a field component, which has 10 to 30 hours fieldwork based on the course content and requirements. Specifically, 21 credit hours will cover the theories, frameworks, strategies, and policies of teaching English learners. An additional 3 credit hours will be dedicated to the practicum, which is a field-based course where students spend the majority of the time in the field that is associated with their own teaching interest. For a complete listing of all courses, please visit www.gvsu.edu/gs/online-hybrid-and-certificate-programs-26.htm and download the interactive PDF form. The ESOL certificate program is approved as a fully online offering program. This provides the course instructors with the opportunities to offer online accommodations to students who are out of the state of Michigan or who live more than 30 miles away from where classes are offered. The majority of the courses are offered in an 8-week hybrid format on weekends to accommodate the busy schedule of teachers, school administrators, and other staff who are and will be working with the English learners. That is just a snapshot of the ESOL Graduate Certification Program at Grand Valley State University. We hope that you will consider applying to a graduate program at GVSU. Any questions can be directed to the Graduate Program Director, Dr. Renu Cooper, at niucoope@gvsu.edu or to the Graduate School at gradschool@gvsu.edu. Thank you for your time, and we hope you have enjoyed this podcast.